Welcome to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. My name is Sean Coleman. Hope wherever you are and wherever you are listening, you are having a wonderful start to your Thursday. It is Thursday now, September the 9th, and we are obviously working our way through the month of September, 3 weeks away from the start of training camp and less than 2 weeks away from being within a month of the season. In other words, we're within 6 weeks of the 2021-2022 season starting. And while things may be slow right now, it's a bit of a fun time when it comes to content, and that's what we've had this week. Some fun looking at some fun bets, props, and things such as that when it comes to the Grizzlies. Betting banter from Bill. This is the final installment of our three-episode series, and in today's episode, we're going to look at where the Grizzlies could potentially, both as a team and individually, lead the league in certain statistical categories this season. Now, individually, it may be a bit of a long shot, but when it comes to the Grizzlies themselves as a team, they could lead the league in multiple categories this year, and we'll specify which categories those are. In the first segment, we're going to talk assists, but with Ja Morant and from the team perspective as well, an area where the Grizzlies have been among the best in the league over the past 2 years. Another area where the Grizzlies have been elite is when it comes to steals. Not only could the Grizzlies lead the league in steals once again this season, you could see players such as DeAnthony Melton and Dylan Brooks be atop the league leaderboard when it comes to individual success in steals. And then in the third segment, now with the new front court combination of Steven Adams and a healthy Jaren Jackson Jr., might the Grizzlies be able to be near or at the top of the league when it comes to blocks and rebounds as a team, and also individually when it comes to Steven Adams in terms of rebounds and maybe himself or Jaren when it comes to blocks? All that on today's episode. My name's Sean Coleman. I'm a credentialed media member with the Grizzlies, have been covering the Grizzlies for over 3 years, writing about them over at Grizzly Bear Blues, your host here at Locked On Grizzlies. You can find the show at Locked On Grizz on Twitter, myself at StatsSAC. Make sure you listen, subscribe, and leave reviews when it comes to the podcast itself. You can find it anywhere, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, the Odyssey app, wherever you listen to podcasts, that's where the show will be. Thursdays in the Locked On NBA podcast, Jackson Gatlin and Matt Moore are telling you whose NBA stock is up and whose is down. Follow the Locked On NBA podcast today on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. So obviously, when it comes to this Grizzlies team, if you were to really try to identify what they want their calling cards to be, what this Grizzlies team wants its identity to be, I do think that defense from last year, defense certainly stands out. But if you ask Coach Taylor Jenkins, I think you may not even need to ask him at all. You actually just need to listen to his post-game comments. The most consistent statistic that Taylor Jenkins looks at first when it comes to the Grizzlies is what did they do in the assist category? Did they or did they not have 30 or more assists? And when the Grizzlies get 30 or more assists, it is a very, very good sign that they have won the game. There is an extremely high correlation between when the Grizzlies get 30 assists and if they win. Typically, around 85% of the time, when they get 30 or more assists in a game, they are going to win the game. So that is the reason why Taylor Jenkins really looks at that category. And the other reason why is because, of course, it means the ball is moving. For a team that does lack shot creation talent, though you're hoping that may continue to improve as time goes on, but for a team that lacks shot creation talent, but knows the importance of finding high percentage looks from distance, there's a lot of emphasis on moving the ball, and that, of course, starts with Ja Morant. Now, when it comes to Ja Morant himself, as far as the potential for him to lead the league in assists, it's still likely a long shot, but it's not. I think that means that means that it is a pipe dream. For instance, last season, Ja Morant finished 10th in assists per game and 9th in total assists in the NBA. Now, something that certainly needs to be identified is that Ja Morant last year had 456 assists. That was around 300 less assists than Russell Westbrook produced for the Washington Wizards, and now obviously with the Los Angeles Lakers. So obviously it's quite impressive that Ja was top 10 in the league in both assists per game and total assists, but he still is quite a bit of ways away from challenging the top spot. But there are potential reasons why Ja may have more opportunities this season to see his assist totals go up. Number one, it's the fact that the Grizzlies are going to need for passing to play an even bigger role in their success. Without Jonas Valanciunas, and with the desire, it seems, to want to kind of expand their approach, find more high percentage looks from distance more frequently, passing is going to be the key. And if Ja Morant can get into the lane, kick out, or lead opportunities to where he can find his teammates in open spot for threes, that really could open up the opportunity for him to gain more assists. And of course, it also has to deal with Ja himself. Ja all the time is talking about how he wants to be more aggressive, how he's constantly looking to impact the game in as many ways as possible. And he's also discussed that he much rather would find the right pass than find the right basket. He is a pass first point guard. He wants to put others in a position to score more than he does his own self. With Ja continuing to develop his game, making the right calls, making the right decisions, hopefully leading to less turnovers, that could provide him with more opportunities to get to set up passing opportunities for his teammates. Ja has averaged between 7 and 7.5 assists over the past 2 years. In his third year, if he were to take a third year leap, I truly do feel you could see Ja Morant get up to that 8 or 9 assist level. And you could even see, if he gets on a consistent basis and the Grizzlies as a roster overall are improving their ability to hit shots, you could even see Ja push double-digit assists this season. Again, I don't think it's likely, but if you were looking in terms of betting odds at a player to potentially make a long shot bet on to lead the league in assists, I do think that there's plenty of reason to see Ja as one of the better dark horse candidates to lead the league in assists this season. While it may be a bit of a long shot for Ja to lead the league in assists himself, I find it very, very easy to believe that the Grizzlies could lead the league in assists as a team. Over the past 2 years, the Grizzlies finished second during the 2019-2020 season. They finished fourth last season. They're one of only two teams with the Phoenix Suns who have finished top five in team assists per game over each of the past two seasons. But for the same reason that Ja Morant could see his assist totals go up, you could see that happen for the Grizzlies as well. Number one, it's going to be more important for this Grizzlies team to pass the ball effectively if they are going to get better at finding high percentage looks from three. But also, we saw in the Summer League, Xavier Tillman, Desmond Bane, John Conchar, we know what Tyus Jones can do. If DeAnthony Melton were to get expanded minutes, if the Grizzlies were to play more small ball, he can produce assists as well. If the overall ability to pass has improved for many of the Grizzlies' young players, and some of their best sources of assists get expanded roles, you easily could see the Grizzlies leading the league in assists. A boost from Ja in terms of his total assist numbers, seeing his assist total maybe going up 1.5 to 2 assists per game, that certainly would be a good turn of events. But I think in general, you could see the Grizzlies get 2 or 3 extra assists a game at least from the improved playmaking and passing ability of players up and down the roster. And that certainly is going to be essential once again if the Grizzlies hope to become a better three-point shooting team and they also look to have arguably the best bench in the league. So yes, I do think Ja Morant, while he may not be one of the best 3 or 5 bets to lead the league in assists, I do think that outside of the usual suspects, Ja Morant makes sense as being one of the best dark horse candidates to lead the league in assists as an individual, probably more per game than in total assists. But when it comes to the Grizzlies, I think that they should be one of the betting favorites to be the team that leads the league in assists this year. Again, they've had the platform to do it. They put such an emphasis on it. They've been among the league's best under Taylor Jenkins since he's taken over for the Grizzlies. And with even more of a need to pass and make good passes frequently this season, I truly do feel the Grizzlies do have possibly the best chance among any roster in the NBA to lead the league in assists this season. And if they do, that's going to be a very, very good indication that once again, they are exceeding expectations. So when it comes to offense, the Grizzlies leading the league in assists and Ja Morant potentially being one of maybe the top 5 leaders in assists this season would be a wonderful turn of events. But if the overall calling card for this team is its defense, could the Grizzlies, both in an individual level and as a team, also find success leading the league in some defensive categories? We'll look at that in just a second. The Grizzlies' desire to pass the ball, as well as Ja Morant being good when it comes to creating for others and finding consistent assists for his teammates. That may all sound familiar, but another question I have for you to see if it sounds familiar is this. Have you ever got one device when it comes to watching TV that lets you catch the game live, and another that lets you stream your favorite shows? You're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all that entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get all your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package. On tomorrow's edition of the Locked On Grizzlies podcast, a really fun conversation that I'm going to have with Matt George of the Locked On Kings podcast. You know, we love to really compare the young point guards in today's NBA. Well, one thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to have a very fun conversation with Matt George looking at the comparison between Ja Morant and De'Aaron Fox, not really getting into a debate about which player is better. But for two guards that are immensely talented, yet still are certainly working on developing their shot, what is the outlook for both of them on two Western Conference teams that hope to continue to progress towards consistent playoff contenders into the near future? We'll have that and much more talking with Matt George of the Locked On Kings podcast on Friday's edition of the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. So in the first segment, we talked about the fact that the Grizzlies with Ja Morant have a dark horse candidate as someone that if you wanted to bet could lead the league in assists this year, I think that Ja Morant is one of the better long shot candidates to bet on. A much easier bet could be the Grizzlies leading the league in assists as a team, both on a per-game basis, simply because of the increased need that they have to pass the ball well this season, both amongst their starters as well as their bench, and also obviously with the production that they've shown over the past few years. Another statistical category where I think both individually a few players could really emerge as being the best in the NBA, and as a result, the Grizzlies could emerge as being the best team in the NBA, is steals. That is something that I think is going to be one of the most critical areas of statistical production for the Grizzlies this season. And you saw how important it was last season. Obviously, in 2019-2020, as Taylor Jenkins was getting his rotations into place, getting familiar with his rosters, all that good stuff, the Grizzlies were 12th in the league in terms of steals per game. Well, last year, they jumped up to tied for first with the Philadelphia 76ers in steals per game. And as a matter of fact, they led the league in turnovers forced per game, mainly because of steals during the first half of the season. Had the Grizzlies, due to a very, very crowded end of the year with so many games in such a short period of time, had the Grizzlies just not run into natural fatigue, they likely would have run away with leading the league in steals last year. But with the Grizzlies leading the team in steals, you might think that it may be because they had one of the top individuals when it comes to steals on the roster, but that actually was not the case. Kyle Anderson finished 19th in total steals last year in the NBA. That actually is the highest rank that a Grizzlies player had in terms of steals per game. Both all three of Kyle Anderson, De'Anthony Melton, and Dylan Brooks averaged 1.2 steals per game, which was nearly a steal behind Jimmy Butler, who led the league with 2.1 steals per game. But the thing about it is this, is that if the Grizzlies this year can give Kyle Anderson, Dylan Brooks, and especially De'Anthony Melton featured roles, that really could be a good development to support John Jaren for this team to once again exceed expectations by being opportunistic on defense, creating turnovers, getting out on the run, and scoring high percentage baskets. But the guy, in my opinion, who really stands out on an individual level as having a long shot but a very logical chance of leading the league in steals this season is De'Anthony Melton. And the reason why is this, is because if you see his minutes total bump up from 19 to 20 minutes a game to perhaps 25, 26, 27 minutes per game, you start to give DeAnthony Melton nearly a full quarter more of the ability to create havoc on defense. And if you want to talk about a source that can create havoc to a level few others can, the numbers certainly back DeAnthony Melton being able to do just that. Among NBA players that have played at least 2,000 minutes over the past two seasons, on a per 100 possession basis, DeAnthony Melton is second in the NBA, averaging 2.9 steals per 100 possessions. The only player that has had a better steal rate than DeAnthony Melton over that time is Matisse Thybulle, who at 20 minutes per game last year was a member of the All-NBA defensive second team. If you see the ability that Thybulle has in a short period of time to make the impact that he can make, and the fact that it led to Philadelphia arguably being the best defensive team in the league last season, that could be a similar scenario that could occur if the Grizzlies allowed for DeAnthony Melton to play 25, 26, 27 minutes per game. If over the past 2 years, among players that are getting regular playing time, DeAnthony Melton clearly is one of the top two or three resources of steals in the league when it comes to the rate at which he creates steals, giving him an expanded role could really make him a dark horse candidate to lead the league in steals. And if DeAnthony Melton is leading the league in steals, and you've got Kyle Anderson creating turnovers like he can, as well as Dylan Brooks creating deflections and steals as he can, now you've really got this Grizzlies team playing to the strengths of their roster, and that especially could become critical in high leverage and closing situations against more talented teams for the Grizzlies to create that possession advantage and be able to get some wins when they might be the underdog. So I do think that if there's any statistical category that you should have confidence in the Grizzlies, both on an individual level as well as a team, if there's any one statistical category that someone should have confidence in the Grizzlies being near the top or at the top of the league in, it's steals. As a team, due to the overall ability of Dylan Brooks, Kyle Anderson, and DeAnthony Melton, and the fact that they all three should be in highly featured roles this season, but if DeAnthony Melton can get significantly more playing time and can stay healthy, I truly do feel, due to how effective he's been at creating swipes over the past 2 years, I really do think he could emerge as being one of the best candidates to lead the league in steals. And of course, if the Grizzlies can do that, they can turn defense into offense. That's going to be a great development for them once again to exceed expectations next season. But of course, we know the Grizzlies are very good when it comes to passing the basketball. We know the Grizzlies from last year are very good at creating turnovers. But could the Grizzlies now, with Steven Adams in the fold, as well as a healthy Jaren Jackson Jr., could they also produce well when it comes to defensive production in the front court? I'll explore that in just a second. While we all hope the Grizzlies will be great at both producing assists and steals next year, I can offer you a great assist that can make your day better by presenting to you a steal of a deal when it comes to adding a daily snack that can give you both health and energy benefits, and that's Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Have it in the morning for breakfast, in the afternoon as a snack. Whenever you choose to have it, you're going to have over 18 different flavors to choose from when you go to Built.com. And the great thing about it is we all love options, but even more so, we all love it when there are options and no bad options to consider from. No matter what taste you choose from, you're going to be able to enjoy it. If you go to Built.com right now, despite having a plethora of options to be able to enjoy from, you'll also be able to put in the promo code LOCKED15 at Built.com to get 15% off your next order from Built Bar. That's 15% off your next order from Built Bar. Go to Built.com, choose you a couple of flavors. Once you make this a part of your day, it's going to be there to stay. Also go to Built.com, put in the promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off your next order from Built Bar. The day has finally arrived. The 2021 NFL football season is here. Dallas, and Tampa Bay will be opening the season off tonight. And as always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL survivor contest. Open now at BetOnline. Head to the website or use your mobile device. Put in the promo code LOCKEDON as you sign up today to receive a 100% welcome bonus. Be sure to take advantage of their opening day super promo. Make a bet on the Thursday, September 9th game, which is tonight, between the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys. And if you lose, your wager will be refunded up to $25 for new customers only when signing up and using the promo code NFL100. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite casino games, don't wait and take advantage of all the great offers available for the 2021 season. And of course, BetOnline.ag has been the source of all our great odds if you want to start making some bets on the next NBA season as well. BetOnline, your online sportsbooks experts. Visit BetOnline.ag today. Once again, if you're going to be enjoying football tonight, hope you have a great time. But don't forget to check out Locked On Grizzlies tomorrow, as we're doing a fun crossover with Locked On Kings, really talking about two teams that are going to be fighting for play-in positions once again next season. But I also think it's going to be a really fun discussion between me and friend of the show, Matt George, as we really dive into comparing Ja Morant and De'Aaron Fox. Two guards who are really coming into their own as franchise players for their respective teams, while also certainly looking to take the next step when it comes to finding their shot from distance. All that and much more on a crossover edition of Locked On Grizzlies between Locked On Grizzlies and Locked On Kings on the Friday edition of the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. So when it comes to the Grizzlies, the two areas, we talked about it a lot last season, and I think that it's really going to carry over to be the true calling cards of the Grizzlies roster this season. Being one of the better teams in the league when it comes to assists, if not the best, with Ja Morant being a dark horse candidate to lead the league in assists. And when it comes to creating steals and turnovers in general, I think the Grizzlies could once again lead the league in both of those categories, not only in steals per game, but in turnovers per game. And a big reason why is if De'Anthony Melton's role significantly increases. But one other area that I do think the Grizzlies really could surprise some people in terms of how productive they could be is in terms of their front court production in terms of rebounds and blocks. Last year, the Grizzlies finished fourth in the NBA in total rebounds per game. Now, obviously, a big reason why was because of Jonas Valanciunas, especially his offensive rebounding. In return for Jonas Valanciunas, the Grizzlies got back Steven Adams. And a few weeks ago, I really dived into detail about how one area where there's probably not going to be that much of a drop-off is in terms of the rebounding production from the center position. But as a whole, the Grizzlies really could once again be among the league's best when it comes to rebounding. Now, you're going to have Jaren Jackson Jr. obviously back healthy, playing likely 30 minutes a night as the season goes along. Yes, his rebounding overall is not a strength of his game as of yet, but there was a significant improvement in terms of his rebounding rates when he did come back last season. He talked about, as he was recovering from his injury, that rebounding, getting stronger, was really something that he had focused on in his training while he was out last season, and it certainly showed as he became a much more consistent rebounder when he was on the court. Will you also throw in the fact that both Xavier Tillman and Brandon Clark should come into next season healthy and will have another NBA season under their belt? You've got Jaren and Steven Adams, who likely will be able to produce good rebounding numbers, as well as Kyle Anderson in the starting lineup. But you also have Xavier Tillman and Brandon Clark, who can get rebounds at good rates, and De'Anthony Melton, who's a very good rebounder for a guard. Though the Grizzlies probably are not going to have a player on the roster who is going to finish in the top three or five when it comes to rebounding next season, collectively, you do have some rebounding talent, and you've got some other rebounding talent that's continuing to evolve in terms of Jaren, Xavier Tillman, and Brandon Clark. So I do think this Grizzlies team could be a surprise when it comes to how well they could rebound as a unit, and they once again could be in the top six or seven of the league, especially when it comes to the amount of possessions that they'll be producing each night. But besides rebounding, Another area that I think the Grizzlies really could be among the best in the league at, both individually and more so as a team, is block shots. Now, last year, without Jaren and with some injuries to some other players, the Grizzlies fell off a bit in terms of blocks per game. But when Jonas Valanciunas and Jaren Jackson Jr. were playing together during the 2019-2020 season, and Brandon Clark was in the game as was playing games as well, this Grizzlies team finished 7th in the league in block shots per game during the 2019-20 season. This year, though, you're coming off a season last year where, yes, the Grizzlies fell off a bit in blocks, but they didn't have Jaren Jackson Jr. They've upgraded in terms of defensive talent, in my opinion, from Jonas to Steven Jackson. And you saw improved block rates as the season went on last year from players such as Kyle Anderson, Brandon Clark, and Xavier Tillman. That was a reason why the Grizzlies bench was among the top 5 NBA reserve units in block shots last year. And the other thing about Jaren Jackson Jr. is that while I don't think he's going to come anywhere close to leading the league in blocks, when he was healthy in his rookie and sophomore season, among players who played 3,000 or more minutes between the 2018 and 19 season and the 2019-2020 season, Jaren Jackson Jr. was one of only 15 players who averaged 2.5 or more blocks per 100 possessions of the players that played 3,000 or more minutes over that 2-year span. That goes to show that in his first 2 years in the league, though his defensive consistency left a bit to be desired, Jaren arguably was a top 20 shot blocker in the league. And now you also saw last year where for Jaren, in terms of his per 100 possession numbers, his block shot production went from 2.7 in his rookie year per 100 possessions to 2.6 his sophomore year, all the way up to 3.3 blocks per 100 possessions last year. So his rebounding and his ability to block shots took significant steps forward. Though they were in small sample sizes, it was encouraging to see the improvement that Jaren had on his impact, both rebounding and blocking shots. So I do think the Grizzlies certainly could be, once again, in terms of the quantity of rebounds, they could have one of the highest per game totals in the league once again. But I do think that as a unit, as a team, the Grizzlies could be one of the better long shot candidates to actually lead the league in blocks this season due to the defensive upgrade from Jonas to Steven Adams, as well as Xavier Tillman, Brandon Clark, and Kyle Anderson having another year in improvement under their belt. And of course, the improvements that Jaren Jackson Jr. had when he came back, and him just in general being healthy. As you can see, it should come as no surprise that the areas where the Grizzlies have the best chance, both in terms of their individual players on the roster and as a team, where they have the best chance to be among the best in the NBA is defensively. And a big reason why is because of larger roles for DeAnthony Melton and also Jaren Jackson Jr. now that he's back healthy. Besides Ja Morant, if Jaren Jackson Jr. and DeAnthony Melton can continue to show progress and can take a step forward in their games next season, that is going to be a very, very ideal outcome for this Grizzlies team, because not only does it put them in position to where they're one of the best defenses in the league, but they're also consistently putting their best talents on the court to support Ja, which we all know gives them the best chance to win next year and beyond. So a fun episode talking about different areas where the Grizzlies could potentially lead the league as a team and how a few Grizzlies could be some dark horse candidates to lead the league individually in certain statistical categories. It'll certainly be a lot of fun to see. And if the Grizzlies can be among the elite in the NBA in some of these categories, that certainly is going to be a great development for them to exceed expectations once again next season. Of course, you can find the show at Locked On Grizz, myself at StatsSAC. Listen, subscribe, leave us a review. Let us know what you think of the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We always want to make sure we're providing content that is relevant to our listeners' preferences. Tomorrow, Matt George will be with me from Locked On Kings, talking all things Ja Morant and De'Aaron Fox, as well as how both teams are shaping up for another playoff push next season. Until then, we'll talk to you soon. Hope you have a great day, and we'll talk to you again here soon on the Locked On Grizzlies podcast.